We both just used hand sanitizers, so that was a COVID-free handshake. No, I will shoot for 10 to 15, and will not go any further than that. But thank you for the opportunity. Thank you all for the amazing food and the friendliness, even just being here in the church just a short time. I really do appreciate that. And I really am looking forward to, I'm thankful for the sermon we just heard, and I'm thankful for listening to some good sound preaching. Not one of the guys that we work with, but there's a man in Kenya who is preaching over the PA system. He's preaching from John 14:1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And he was trying to convince the people that that verse was about him. Of course, we have Jesus here speaking, but so this is something that you get to hear a lot of as you travel around from village to village. There is a lot of poor preaching. And so I'm looking forward to sitting under some good, solid, biblical, expositional preaching. And so just thank you for the opportunity to be here in general. So just really quickly, I want to let you guys know, I know there's one brother who said he's been to Kenya, but just quickly kind of let you know what we are doing in Kenya and what we plan to do as we return to Kenya. We are on a short six-month furlough, came back just in time for everything to shut down in the world. So that was great planning. But what we've been doing, we left in October of 2017, went over to Kenya, and the plan of going over there was twofold. There's an older missionary couple that has been there 42-plus years. At the time, it was about 40 years, but yeah, 42 years now, and been working there faithfully all of that time, just working to 2 Timothy 2:2, to teach, to train, to disciple young men in the ministry to go out and to teach and train other young men. And so that has been their goal for the last 40 years, and God has really, really blessed that. And so we wanted to go. We wanted to work with them, to learn from them, as well as we wanted to be in close proximity to Somalia. And so I don't know how much you know about Somalia, but it is not exactly the Bible Belt of Africa. It is, it's a very difficult place to get into, but they nevertheless need to hear the gospel. And so there's a good number of Somalis in the Kenyan population living there in Kenya, and so we wanted to go to be close to them and possibly even be able to make trips into Somalia. And so because of those two reasons, we went to Kenya. God has been good, and through the time that we've spent there, a majority of the work that we have done has been within the Bible Institutes. And so there were 8 Bible Institutes that we that have already been started and established by this older missionary couple, both in Kenya and in Uganda. And so much of my time was spent, apart from learning the language, was spent teaching in these different Bible Institutes, teaching young men and young women in them. And so a lot of traveling, a lot of teaching. And then last year in the city of Mombasa, the second largest city in Kenya, much higher on with the Islamic population, I was able to go there and help start the 9th Bible Institute. And so there are several churches that have come from this ministry, several pastors who have gone to that city of Mombasa. And so from their churches, we have a good core of young men and young women who are studying in the Bible Institutes. And so that has been a big portion of our ministry, is just teaching, training these young men for the ministry. And we love being able to do that. We love being able to help start new churches. As I mentioned earlier, to try to put this nicely, pastors in Kenya are a dime a dozen. There are tons of pastors all over the place. Even in Uganda, I saw on the TV as we were sitting in one of the pastor's house, it was saying that 95% of pastors have zero theological training in Uganda. And that was the number that they were giving. But it's in many times seen as, just a way to make money. We can just start a church. We can start taking some tithes and an offering, and boom, there it is. I have a job. And so what we want to do is obviously different than that. We want to faithfully, that's what we want, that's what I want of myself. That's what I want of the men that we are training and working with. We want people to be able to say of us and them, this is someone who has faithfully exposited the scripture for years. It's not someone who's just going to get up and tell a story. It's not going to be someone who says John 14:1 is about me, so you need to believe what I'm saying. but people who will faithfully take the scriptures, the word of God, and to preach and proclaim it. And so these Bible institutes are a majority of our time. Of course, there's other seminars and outreaches and discipleship and Bible studies and working with different church plants and stuff. And so there's a lot going on, but a majority of the time, again, is in these Bible institutes. And so as we return to Kenya, it's going to be a little bit different as the older missionary man, Randy, passed away this April, actually. And so he was not, no one was really expecting for him to not return to Kenya. They had come back on furlough for just a couple of months and found out that he had stage 4 colon cancer. And after a short battle with that, passed away this April. And so that really was a shock, but in God's plan. You know, we are thankful for the time that Randy did have and the great way in which God has really used him and his life. And so as we return to Kenya, we're going to be stepping into, you know, some things that we are not, that we originally had not, you know, planned on doing. And so even though we're thankful that all of the churches that are there are all self-supporting churches, they're all able to take care of their own pastors. You know, they're not funded by the missionary's dollar or anything like that. Randy was helping a lot more in these Bible institutes, and so there'll be different things going on as far as, you know, updating some of the curriculum, working to help. You know, we sat down with a good number of the teachers and the pastors this January before we left and said, hey, you know, this is how it's kind of looking with Randy, and we want to start kind of transitioning some of the Bible institutes from being, you know, maybe 80% or 90% funded by the missionary's dollar. And we want to start working to have the churches fund more and more of these Bible institutes. And so just working through some of those things, as well as the teaching that we will be doing there in Kenya, in Uganda, and Lord willing, praying about hopefully some things are coming together to be able to take a trip into Somaliland. And so kind of the geography of Somalia, if you look on a map, you know, it's that Horn of Africa. But technically, there's three countries there. And so there's Somalia, Puntland in the middle, and then Somaliland. And so those three are kind of separate and distinct, even though they're not internationally recognized. And so I have kind of an in with another guy who works with in the agricultural world to get into Somaliland. And so, Lord willing, if that door continues to open and COVID doesn't you know, shut everything down, we'll be able to take a trip into Somaliland even at the end of this year. And so I'm still praying about that and hoping that that door does open. And so, you know, there's a lot of stories that could be told, and there's a lot of things that God is doing through the men, through the churches that are there in Kenya, in Uganda, Lord willing, one day in Somalia. And, you know, we are excited for what has happened, and we just hope and pray that, you know, as God has used Randy's ministry the last 40 years, and he was working with others who were there before him, years before, that God will continue to bless and that many more churches will continue to be started, that the word of God will be faithfully preached in churches all across villages. As you drive through village after village after village, as you can even do here in the States, you drive through, you know, city after city, county after county, and there are still places here, as there are there, where there are no gospel preaching churches. And so, you know, that is obviously still a need, and we just are excited for the place that God has us and the ministry that he has called us to. So with that, that's kind of the short and skinny of what we are doing over in Kenya. If anyone does have any questions, that's why you're so kind to let me come up here this evening and kind of give you just a brief overview of what we are doing and what we plan to do as we return. So that way, if anyone does have any other questions or anything like that, you know, would be more than happy to talk to you about that. And so look forward to that. So with that said, we will, right there at about the 10-minute mark, I'm just going to stop and turn it back over to Pastor. And maybe we can just pull up another preacher, right? I mean, if it was this quick, might as well. Yes, sir. Thank you. So.